So friends, welcome once again to this session where we are covering various aspects of GST law in this country. So far, we have covered four chapters, starting from introduction to GST, then going to the salient features and relevant aspects of the IGST, SGST, CGST, and UTGST. Thereafter, covering levy of GST and the procedure for the same. And then in chapter 4, talking about the assessment and the returns. Now we are at chapter 5, where we are going to cover GST and technology. Friends, I am sure you can imagine what is the size of the work involved in this entire framework of GST in this country. There are so many taxes which have got subsumed into the GST. There are four prominent tax laws which are applicable in case of GST. There is a GST network that manages the entire administration of GST in this country. There are intra-state supplies, interstate supplies, imports, exports, reverse charge mechanism, and so many permutations and combinations and the variables in the entire system. To top it further, about crore of business entities in different forms, proprietorship, partnership, LLP, private limited company, limited company, unlisted company, listed company, so on and so forth. Hundreds and thousands of different kinds of products, hundreds and thousands of different kinds of services being rendered 24/7, and everything is being accounted for at one place, and that is your GST portal. If all this work was to be done manually, you can very easily imagine it is humanly impossible. All this is possible because of the technology. Registration is done, returns are filed, payments are made, notices are sent, adjustments are done, credit notes are there, debit notes are there, payment vouchers are there, refund voucher there, tax invoice is there, registered dealers are there, unregistered dealers are there, so much of that. And friends, why I am creating this picture in front of you, and that is to give you an idea about the role which technology is playing in this entire gamut of GST, entire framework of GST. And that is what is our objective in this session today, to give you an idea as to how the technology is playing role in implementation of GST in this country, and who are the stakeholders, who are the participants which are facilitating this entire exercise implementation of GST in this country. Let us discuss the role of technology in the context of GST. GST being a destination-based tax requiring interstate settlement mechanism, IGST, settlement between center and states, needing a strong IT backbone and robust IT infrastructure essential for capturing and processing of data. Now, this is in the foundation of the GST, where the technology is playing a very, very high advanced role in making all this happen and make this happen and possible. continuous exchange of information among taxpayers, centers, and states. And I'm sure if you recollect from the past four chapters that we have covered, the kind of interaction, the kind of exchange of information which is happening among the taxpayers, center, and the states. Healthy IT network is necessary to prevent misuse of input tax credit. If it was to be done manually, obviously the system could have been very easily misused by many unscrupulous people. To stop that, the use of technology is happening in case of this GST framework. Technology forming the foundation of GST compliance and administration. Now that is what is GST and the role of technology in GST is. So let us go back a little in the past and understand from the beginning. GSTN, which is Goods and Service Tax Network, it was formed as a non-profit organization on 20th March 2013. That is, it was started as a Section 8 company under the Companies Act 2013. GSTN created to provide IT infrastructure for GST implementation, and GSTN serves central government, state governments, and all the taxpayers, which I am sure you all would have realized. In my understanding, perhaps GSTN network that we have in this country is one of the largest portals using technology, using IT technology, IT infrastructure anywhere in the world. This network manages entire GST portal as the core database system. It provides online services from registration to return filing. It is a backbone of the common portal connecting taxpayers and the authorities. So GSTN, as you would have noticed, it connects so many participants, so many players, so many stakeholders, and so many authorities. So what are the functions and the capacity of GSTN? Let us understand that. So first of all, GSTN handles registrations, invoices, returns, and the tax payments. It processes refunds and maintains taxpayers' records. It is designed to support billions of invoices every month. You can imagine lakhs of business entities of different type, generating hundreds and thousands times of products and the services, generating billions of invoices. And that is what GSTN is handling. It supports lakhs of taxpayers across India. It enables real-time tracking of financial transactions. So everything is being tracked on real-time basis. And it promotes, last but not the least, it promotes transparency, compliance, and uniform reporting. What is the genesis of GSTN structure? The concept of GSTN was discussed by an empowered committee of state finance ministers. This empowered committee of the state finance ministers on IT infrastructure was formed under Dr. Nandan Nilekani, which I am sure does not need any introduction. This committee recommended to create a special purpose vehicle for the implementation of the entire GST system. Need for uniform IT interface across center and states was felt, and this GSTN structure aims to integrate multiple indirect tax administrators, and the focus is on independence, flexibility, and efficient corporate governance. So the governance structure that was in the bottom of the GSTN formation. How is the GSTN equity structure is and how is the it is controlled? So as I mentioned a little while ago, it is structured as a Section 8 not-for-profit private limited company under the Companies Act 2013. The central government is holding 24.5% equity stake in GSTN as a private limited company, and the state governments put together collectively are holding again 24.5% equity. So central government and the state governments put together are holding 49% equity of the GSTN. The remaining equity is held by the financial institutions. Government ensured strategic control through the board composition. So the board of GSTN is structured in a way so that there is a strategic control that the government would like to have. Measures included shareholders agreement and a special resolution mechanism. So the GST network has the features of shareholders agreements as well as special resolution mechanism so as to take certain kind of decisions. Board structure and the governance model. See, the board of GSTN comprises of representative from the center and the states. It also includes independent directors with eminent background, and since it is funded by the banks and the financial institutions as well, so private equity stakeholders are also represented on the board structure. CEO of GSTN is selected through the open and transparent selection process. There are provisions for the deputation of government officers to GSTN because it is important and necessary that the government side of is also duly represented, and therefore as and when the need arises to fulfill certain roles, there is a provision for the deputation of government officers to the GSTN. It is designed to ensure accountability and operational flexibility. Obviously, bureaucracy is something that could not be part of the entire GSTN network because it was designed to function in a very expeditious manner so that the entire implementation of GST in this country could place smoothly. Let us understand now how is the funding and what is the revenue model of GSTN. GSTN is a huge organization. It's a huge organization and which involves tremendous amount of infrastructure, IT infrastructure, operating expenses, and also the tools for security. That requires huge investment. And plus, it has to be self-sufficient, so there has to be a revenue model as well. So the initial funding of the GSTN was done through government grant in aid and one-time non-recurring support for initial three-year period. And now it is a self-sustaining, it has got a self-sustaining revenue model through the user charges. So the users of the GSTN portal pay for the services that they are availing, and those charges is the revenue model for the GSTN portal, GSTN per se, and that is how it is becoming a self-sustaining organization. There is exclusive national agency for integrated direct indirect tax service. So what GSTN is, as we all have understood, GSTN is an exclusive national agency for integrated indirect tax services. And that is what we have understood in four chapters that we have covered so far. Any similar organization required formal arrangement with GSTN. It is designed for long-term financial sustainability and efficiency because GST is something which is really speaking is for infinity, and therefore the entire GSTN network has been designed for long-term financial sustainability and efficiency. What are the salient features of GSTN? Number one, GSTN designed as a complex and large-scale IT initiative. As I said a little before, that GSTN perhaps and the GSTN portal perhaps is the largest organization of its kind anywhere in the world, with the kind of volume, kind of activities, kind of operations, kind of players, kind of products, kind of processes, kind of system, kind of procedure. This perhaps is a unique organization. GSTN establishes uniform interface for taxpayers across India. So across India, all the taxpayers interface with the GSTN portal. It creates common and shared IT infrastructure for center and states, and that we all are aware. So whether it is intrastate transaction or it is interstate transaction, everything is taken care of by this IT infrastructure for center as well as for the states. It functions as a trusted national information utility. It provides a reliable, efficient and robust IT backbone for GST. And I'm sure all of you would be reading in the newspaper at the in the beginning of every month, the government of India every month finance ministry every month at the beginning of the year will announce as to how much GST revenues have been collected. So can you imagine, with such a mammoth organization spread throughout the country, GST portal is able to generate at the end of every month as to what has been the size of the GST revenues collected, and this is how it is facilitating the information system. It enables a smooth nationwide implementation of destination-based tax system that we all are already aware. It supports complex IGST settlement between the center and states that we have covered, we have understood. It captures the processes and exchanges high volume transaction data. Billions of invoices are being generated every month. Billions of returns are being filed on the portal every month from different states. Under the GST, IGST, under the CGST, under the SGST, under the UDGST, so UTGSTA. So this is what it is managing. Government retains the strategic control of the GSTN operation. For the obvious reasons, control of an organization like this cannot be handed over in the hands of other people. The government needs to have a strategic control on this. And that is what it is having. Shareholding pattern ensures confidentiality and data security. So the shareholding of GSTN, as we all know, 49% is held between the central government and the state government. 51% is held between the banks and the financial institutions. And that ensures the confidentiality and the data security. User charges are shared equally between the center and the states. Major expenses like include IT systems, security tools, and the operational cost. That, of course, is very obvious considering the kind of infrastructure that it requires. So what is the vision and the mission of GSTN or behind the GSTN? So vision is to enable one nation, one market through a strong IT backbone. The vision and mission is to reduce indirect tax compliance burden on businesses. I am sure those of you must have experienced the central tax system before the GST. Getting the forms itself from the department would take years altogether, so as to able to take the credit of the tax that you must have paid. Now, the vision and mission of GSTN is to reduce that indirect tax compliance burden. Provide common registration, return and payment services. As we have discussed already, this is what is happening ever since the GST has been implemented, and that is 1st July 2017. The vision is to collaborate with GST Suvidha providers for user-friendly ecosystem. Offer back-end support and taxpayer profiling utilities, promote transparency, compliance, and efficient tax administration. What are the powers, functions, and the services of the GSTN? Number one, it provides front-end services through the common GST portal. Number two, it handles registration, return filing, and payment management. Number three, it facilitates ITC matching and IGST settlement mechanism. Number four, maintains taxpayer accounts, ledgers, and the settlement records. So that means today, the records of the taxpayer are available on the GSTN portal itself. How much have been the transactions, how much have been the invoices that they have received, how much are the invoices that they have issued, how much is the value of all those invoices, how much is the amount of tax on all those invoices, how much is the amount that the taxpayers have paid, how much the amount of ITC is available in their account. All those records today are maintained by this GSTN portal. It integrates with the banks, custom systems, and tax departments. So all the payments are being made by the taxpayers using their banks and through the portal. So the GSTN portal also integrates all the banks, custom systems for the imports and for the exports, and also the tax departments. It supports analytics, MIS reporting, and the business intelligence. The example of the MIS reporting that I just mentioned is in the beginning of the month, every month, the government is able to announce as to what have been the collections of the GST revenue in the previous month. And of course, it also gives the business intelligence. So when I say business intelligence, friends, the GSTN portal also has a feature of the rating of the taxpayers. So based on their compliance record, the GST portal also does give the rating of all the registered persons. It gives back-end statutory functions performed by the tax authorities. We spoke about the GST Suvidha providers. So there's a special feature of the GSTN, and that is GST Suvidha providers, commonly known as GSP. GSP stands for Goods and Service Tax Suvidha Provider. Goods and Service Tax Suvidha Provider. The concept was introduced by GSTN to support digital GST compliance. GSTN established to build and maintain GST IT infrastructure. So what do these GST Suvidha providers do, commonly known as GSP? So they promote paperless tax compliance under the Digital India Initiative. Aims to simplify GST procedures and improve ease of doing business. GSP licenses granted to selected technology companies and service providers. Who is a GSP and what is the role they play in the compliance? So GSP, Goods and Service Tax Suvidha Providers, acts as an enabler for taxpayer under the GST law. He provides web-based compliance platform for return filing. So what the GSPs do, they provide web-based compliance platform to the taxpayers so that they are able to file their returns seamlessly. GSP integrates accounting software or ERP system with the GST portal. GSPs allow automated upload of purchase and the sales data, eliminate manual data entry through system-to-system connectivity. So instead of someone entering the purchase data or the sales data of business manually onto the GST portal, these GSPs facilitate and they provide online system-to-system data entry connectivity. GSPs help businesses comply directly through their internal software systems. What is the framework and services of GSP? Maintains business ledger such as sales and purchase ledgers for their clients, provide automatic reconciliation of purchase data with the GSTR data for their clients, support integration of accounting packages and ERP solutions for their clients. They offer GST compliant data conversion tools to the taxpayers, cater to the sector specific and trade specific compliance needs. They deliver value added services around the GST reporting and analytics. GSP integration with the GST system architecture. So let us now understand how the GST Suvidha providers are integrated with the GST system architecture. GSTN acts as front end portal for taxpayers under the GST regime. CBECs or CBI now, CBEI or CBEC, and the state tax department function. So CBEC was known earlier and now it is known as CBIC. State tax departments function as backend administrators. GSTN handles registration, returns, challan creation, as well as ITC matching. Uploading of B2B invoice data, crucial for tax input tax credit validation. It is a unique combination key ensures invoice level data accuracy. APIs provided to enable seamless integration between the GSP providers, GST Suvidha providers and the GSTN. GSP is required to follow Government of India. So the GSPs play a very important role in the entire GST framework, no doubt about it. They are the facilitator, they are the Suvidha provider for their client and for the entire GST framework. They are technology driven companies and they have to be registered under the GST provisions. They play an important role, no doubt about it, but they also have a lot of responsibility. Lot of responsibility in terms of security, compliance, and the technical requirements. So what these are? GSPs are required to follow Government of India IT security standards. Obviously, security cannot be compromised under any situation. GSPs must ensure data confidentiality and system reliability. And GSPs should have adequate bandwidth support required through the ISPs, and that is what these GSPs are required to perform. They are responsible for updating systems when GSTN makes technical changes. And as we all know, from time to time, the GSTN will keep on making technical changes. And it is the responsibility of the GSPs for updating the system as and when such changes are made by the GSTN. Compliance with the security policies essential for protecting taxpayer data. GSPs play a very vital role in maintaining a smooth and security GST ecosystem. Now, friends, let us have a quick GSP ecosystem overview. GST network not directly accessible over open net internet due to security concerns. Taxpayers required to use licensed GSP software platform for filing the returns. GSP ecosystem includes BAB portals, apps, accounting and ERP integrations. Acts as secure buffer. So GSPs act as secure buffer between the taxpayer and the central GST server. Taxpayer data first uploaded to GSP servers and then securely transmitted to GSTN network or GSTN portal. Common GST system linking taxpayers, tax authorities, banks and accounting offices. So basically what GSPs do, they do link the common GST system, taxpayers, tax authorities, banks and the accounting offices. Here is the entire circle of all the participants which are there in the context of the GST framework, as we have discussed from time to time. So you have GSTN, you have help desk, You have facility center, you have taxpayers, you have tax return preparers and preparers, then you have state tax authorities, then you have CBEC, then you have so many other agencies, banks, RBIs, GST council, so on and so forth, playing different role in this entire framework of the GST. The role of GSP in GSP ecosystem, as we have already discussed, GSP may also function as application service provider, and that is ASP. So they not only perform the function of GST Suvidha provider, which is, as we have discussed, they can also function as application service provider. As ASP, they convert the raw data into the GST compliant return formats. ASP compilation and automated upload of what the ASPs would do. Compilation and automated upload of invoice data in GSTR1, followed by download and reconciliation of purchase data with draft GSTR2, and then auto generation of GSTR3 based on filed returns, and then automation reducing manpower cost and compliance burden for the businesses. What are the security, privacy, and the value added aspects as far as the ASPs are concerned? So ASP platforms providing additional services like income tax filing and eBay bills to their clients. Development of integrated financial compliance ecosystem. ASP having access to sensitive business data of taxpayers, that is what also needs to be kept in mind. Need for strict confidentiality and non-disclosure agreement as far as the ASPs are concerned. GSTN ensuring role-based access control for the data protection, that is what is the feature of the GSTN. Encryption of critical taxpayer data during storage and the transmission so that the data are safe and secure and the privacy is also kept and maintained. So friends, with this we come to the fourth session of fifth chapter, and that is on the GSTN, GST and the technology. Friends, it has indeed been a great pleasure for me to be here with all of you, delivering these five different chapters all under the GST, starting from introduction to GST, then covering IGST, SGST, CGST, UTGST, and then levying of GST, followed by the returns and the assessment chapter 4 of the GST, and finally GST and technology. I'm indeed delighted to have been here with all of you, covering all these aspects of the GST. Thank you so much and wish you all the very, very, very best in your career, in your life. May you keep smiling, cheerful, and keep adding value, creating value. Take benefit of the GST and keep creating awareness and the value through the GST. Thank you so much. Thank you.